And I guess one of my claim to fame is that my name is on a bronze plaque on the front of the Metropolitan Police Academy, and hopefully, I guess it will be there until that building is torn down. At the time that I took over director of training, we only had four people working at in the division. Obviously, when we built this academy, we began to recruit people to work with us, and I like to feel that I surrounded myself with people who were capable, more capable than I, of teaching. In fact, I did not do any of the teaching. I surrounded myself with people with college degrees who did the teaching. I would get them the necessary tools to do their job and give them the responsibility to do that job and give them the freedom to do that job. And we became one of the best police academies in the country. I traveled around this country looking at other departments, looking at other police academies, and tried to design this academy without some of the flaws that I'd seen throughout the nation in other academies. And we were most successful. When I left the police academy, our training period was 9 months long. You consider that when I went on in 1959, my training was 3 weeks, and 9 months is a long time to keep a police officer in training. But it shows that we had the know-how, we had the people, and we started turning out good police officers. Our police department grew to a force of 1,020 sworn personnel, compared to 300 or 400 when I went on. Of course, the city of Nashville was growing all this time, and we really needed more police officers than we had. I suppose building that police academy was the highlight of my career. Another highlight of my career, of course, was during that same period of time while director of training, I was promoted to major and had the pleasure of pinning a badge on my son, Officer Bill Bolin, who graduated from that police academy as a recruit and served 5 years on the police force until he was shot and killed in the line of duty on August the 4th, 1982. My wife of some 24 years was also a Metropolitan Police officer. She reached the rank of lieutenant and was the first woman lieutenant in the Nashville Police Department. Combined, my career, Jody's career, and Billy's career, we gave City of Nashville 52 years of service, of which we're very proud. You'll forgive me if this tape sounds a little bit muffled or mushed because I get emotional when I talk about my son. I had an interesting career. I served 27 years before I retired in 1984. I've kept up with the police department over the years. I'm encouraged by what I see and by what I hear. The requirements to be a police officer have increased. And I said earlier in this tape that I would touch on what's required to have a good department. And I think you have to have leadership that's believes in what they're doing. Every police department that I've ever known has had politics involved in it. I would simply be a liar if I said that politics played no part in my career. They did. Obviously, you heard me say that I had been the driver of the mayor and that I knew him well. There are politics in everything. If you like your preacher and he likes you and you're close to him, I suppose you could call that politics, because perhaps you get a little nod every now and then, maybe that some other member of the church don't get. Or perhaps you have him over to dinner a little more often than the next guy or something. And you could call that politics, I suppose. But in the police department, unfortunately, it hurts, because there have been many, many police departments who have had many, many people promoted beyond their capabilities. And when you have this, you end up with a bad department. I've seen that happen in the Nashville Police Department. I've seen that happen throughout the country. I don't know what the answer is, other than you should hire people and promote people that are qualified and that want to be public servants. I recall a statement made by a recruit to me one day when I was lecturing to this particular class, and I told them that they would never be a good police officer until they realized that they were really only public servants. And this young man said, "I'm sorry, but I will never be anybody's servant." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry too, because you'll never be a good police officer." And he never was a good police officer, and in fact is no longer a police officer. He didn't last that long. I believe that this country has a real problem in that so many departments, it turns out that it seems to be us against them. That is, the police department gets the attitude that the general public simply is against law enforcement. They believe this because of the low pay, because of the low morale, because the media pretty much jumps on the police department and the police officers. They believe this because the criminals beat them home sometimes from court. There are many reasons for this, but this is a very dangerous thing to happen in this country, where police officers feel that they are separate from the general population. I made a speech one time to my church, and I told them that they live in one world and I lived in another, that I saw man's inhumanity to man, and that all they saw was the good. And you have to be a special person, I think, to see man's inhumanity to man and be able to go on with your life every day in being a father, in being a husband, in being a good citizen. It's a very difficult thing, because you make decisions in a matter of seconds that will cause someone to spend years in jail, or you make a decision in a second that possibly costs someone their life. I recall, in closing, that one afternoon I was at home, had just gotten home, and I received a call shortly after dark from my son's lieutenant, who said, "Major, can you come over to Madison? Billy has just shot and killed a man." I said, "Of course," and I left home and turned the siren and red lights on and went to the location, and my son was there in uniform and had engaged in a gun battle with a armed robber at a restaurant. And fortunately, at that time, Billy's life was spared, and the robber fell dead after exchanging gunfire. It shook my son up terribly. But the next time, Billy didn't fare that well. He was answering a call, a domestic call, and was shot and killed. This is a job that everyone faces that's involved in law enforcement, whether you be federal or whether you be local. As far as whether or not I could advise a young person to become interested in law enforcement, I would say yes, I could. They need to look at the job. They need to look at what it offers. I'm retired comfortably on a pension, because of the benefits offered by the Metropolitan Police Department. Many federal jobs in law enforcement are good jobs with good pensions. I would say to anyone interested in law enforcement that's out there considering it to look at it carefully and be sure that that is what you want to do for a living. And if you do, go for it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Major Bowen, for your time and this most interesting interview.